Tzoraim Tovim. Good afternoon. I hope everyone is having an easy and meaningful fast. As they say, Gavul Bashem. Gavul Bashem. Today it's a sad day. We had a bunch of tragedies. We learned in Masechet Ta'anit what happened on today's day. Tablets broke, they broke into the ear. Five different things that happened today, five different things that happened on Tisha B'Av. But Bezad Hashem, we can uplift ourselves with the Torah learning, with the Gemara. We learned Daf Yomi, we uplift ourselves. And Bezad Hashem, we pray that through our learning, it will bring the Mashiach Tzidkenu and also the Beit HaMikdash. Today's Daf should be for the Refu'ah Shalem HaMachamim. ובכללם חם דבר חכם אחד ושנה מלך על מקום ברפקה שרה בנמונים שלום במסרה דבין מלך על יפה בדברי ברפקה בדרך ברפקה בדסר שלום במסר פעמים מניה משה מלך על יפה בן מרים יהודה בן יפה חייסה בסוכן ולך מלך על סיב מלך על מלכה מרים בעד יחי ולויז בן מרים חנה לילה בן מלך על סבת המאה סבת חנה גבית הגלובה ברכן דן מסר יצחם בן יעקב בן דן מלכה שבא מנת הרי מלכה יוסף בן דברה שלום משה בן עינה משה בן יפה דן בן דינה שמחה בן יעקב 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 ולהבדיל לנשמת דוד בן אליהו, בנימין בן יצחק, דיאל זה בן אפרים, שמעון בן משה, רינה מלכה בת דן, בועז בן אברהם, ודינה בת אהרון. I apologize in advance also, I'm a little bit lower on the voice and a little bit quieter because I'm fasting, but I'll try to give a little bit more strength for the daf, b'zeh Hashem. Okay, we left off, daf yud aleph, we left off at the top of the page on the Mishnah, the beginning of the page. The Mishnah begins and says, Hagioret, a convert woman, vahashevuya, and a captive, vahashivcha, and a maidservant, shenifdu, vashenitgairu, vashenishtacharu, who were redeemed, they were, I guess it's the other way around, it should be first they converted first, and then the second one is they were taken out of captivity, vashenishtacharu, and they were freed out of being a maidservant, pechuton, but banot shalosh shanim, who were younger than at those ages, under the age of three, v'yom echad, 3 and 1 day, k'tubatan mataim, their ketubah would be 200 zuz. V'yesh lahen ta'anat betulim, and they have a claim against them, it's not for them, it's against them, of dam betulim, of the husband can come and say, lo matzati la betulim, I didn't find her to have any virginity, and she was not a virgin, I didn't see any blood. She has that status. We're going to see why the Mishnah is stating this, and then in the coming Mishnayot, we're going to see who would not have a claim against a woman for dam betulim. Gemara, Amar Avuna, ger katan. If you have a ger who is a child, matbilin oto al dat beitin. You can tovel. You can matbil him. You can take him to the mikveh to become a Jew based on the knowledge al dat beitin. She says, "The ein lecha ger below mila utvila." Obviously, there's no ger without doing brit mila and tevila. So the Gemara says, "My kamash malan." What is it coming to teach us? This chutulo. You're coming to tell us that it's a zechut for a person to become a Jew, to give him a zechut to become a Jew. Vezachin adam shelo befanav, and we're allowed to mezake a person even not in front of him. Remember, we learned this in Masechet Yevamot also, right? You can mezake somebody not in front of them. You're going to give a gift to someone on Shabbat. You can mezake to them before Shabbat by doing a kinyan before Shabbat. To their benefit, right? As the Gemara says, Tanina, it's taught already. Zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav. You can merit to someone something not in front of him. Ve'in chavin la'adam shelo b'fanav. But you cannot cause someone liability or something against him when it's not in front of him. So why does it need to state it again over here? So the Gemara says, Ma'u detema, I would have thought to say, Oved kochavim behefkera nichalim. I would have thought that a goy, they're okay with their life. Chubam, I don't want to become a Jew. So you would think that the goy child, he wants to stay a Jew. He has all his averot he can continue doing. The hakaimelan, he can stay a goy, right? Because we hold the eved vaday behefkera nichale. We know that a slave, we have a clearer halacha that a slave is in Masechet Gittin. Also, a slave is for sure wants to stay ownerless, stay a goy, and not stay slavery and not become free. Because when they become free, then they become chayav in more mitzvot. So we know the same thing for a goy as well. So I would have thought to say that a goy would not want to become a Jew. Kamashmalan. That's why the Gemara needs to teach us. The Hane Mile, that's only Gadol, that's only an adult, the Ta'am Ta'am Isura, who tasted the taste of an Isur. They tasted pork. They tasted the Shtuyot. Aval Katan, but a child, Schutulo, it is a Zechut to him because he never tasted it. Right? A Katan, even the Avera that a Katan does, it's not a full-fledged Avera because he's not Chayav and Mitzvot yet, so therefore it's a Zechut for a child to bring him into Judaism. So the Gemara says, Lema Mesayle, maybe we can support this. Hagiorit vashvuya vashivcha. We said, this is from our Mishnah, if you have a convert, the captive or the maidservant, right, who were redeemed, they converted, or they were freed, pechutot mi benot shalosh shanim veyom echad, under the age of 3 years and 1 day. So the Gemara says, my love, dat belinu al dat beitin, was that not talking about in the Mishnah when it said nidgayru? Was it not referring to that they became a Jew through the Beit Din, taking them to the mikveh as a child and becoming a Jew? Was that not what it was talking about? The Gemara says, and it would be a support to what we're saying. The Gemara says, lo, that's not what it's talking about. Hacha b'may askinan, what are we dealing with over here? Beger shenit gairu banav uvnotav imo. It's talking about a convert whose children became gerim with him. The nichalei b'may da'avid avuhon, because the child is comfortable and okay with what the father is doing, becoming a convert, so they want to do it as well. So therefore, we would not say that, oh no, maybe a child perhaps would want to stay a non-Jew. We wouldn't say that because they want to follow in the way of their parents, and so therefore that's the case that we're talking about. But this is not a support to what we just taught. Amar of Yosef. When they became an adult, once they become bar or bat mitzvah, they can decide, hey, I was a child before, I want to go back to non-Jewish, I don't want to be Jewish. They have right then and there. But once they decide, that's it, I'm staying Jewish, they lost it, they can never go back. Right? You can always become Jewish, you can never go back. Once you decide you're staying, you're staying. Very important halakha of Moshe Feinstein is a teshuvah. This is how Rabbi Ben Chaim is also posek, that if a person wants to convert, of course they have to keep Torah and mitzvot. Rabbi Ben Chaim makes them go through a whole process. He tests them, he makes sure for a long period of time they keep Torah and mitzvot, they keep Shabbat, they keep all these types of things, and they have to also keep it afterwards. If they try to trick you and play around and we're going to keep, you convert them, and then afterwards you see that they don't actually keep, or you want to convert someone for marriage. Let's say not, I know in our community we don't convert for marriage to marry in our community, but if someone, let's say, wanted to convert for marriage, right? And someone did the conversion for them. And the woman at first, she's acting like she was going to keep Torah and Mitzvot, and then afterwards she decided, I'm not going to keep Shabbat. Rav Moshe Feinstein says she's not considered a convert. She loses her convert status and her children are not Jewish. And this is how Rabbi Ben Chaim is posek also. The only way the convert actually stays a full-fledged convert is if she continues to stay observant and keep Torah and Mitzvot, keep Shabbat, so on and so forth. Okay? Etive, we have a contradiction. Right? But once they reach that age of Bar Bat Mitzvah, they're able to decide, do I want to continue or do I want to go back? Right then and there. Etive, we have a contradiction. Abaye, he has a contradiction. Hagioret vashvuyah vashivcha. The three that we mentioned from our Mishnah, shenifdu, shenitgayru, shenishtacharu, exactly what we said earlier. They were redeemed, converted, or they were freed. Pechuton mibanot shalosh shanim v'yom echad, under the age of 3 and 1 day. Tubata and matayim. We said their ketubah is 200 zuz. So the Gemara now asks, ve'isal kadatach higdilu, yichonin limchot. If you think to say that when they become an adult, they can decide, oh, you know what? I don't want to be a Jew anymore. Then, yahavinan la ketubah de'azla ve'achla be'geyuta. What, we're going to give her a ketubah, she's going to go and say, you know what, okay, I'll take my 200 zuz, now I'm going to go back to my non-Jewish, I'm going to go back to be a goya. Wow, we're going to give her a benefit and then she goes back to become a non-Jew? How does that work? Why would we do that? So the Gemara says, l'chi gadla. No, we're talking about when she becomes an adult. That's when we give her that opportunity. She becomes an adult, do you want to stay a Jew? Yes, okay, the marriage is over. If your marriage ends, you can get the ketubah. But when she's an adult, if she says, I don't want to be a Jew, she doesn't get the ketubah. So that's how it is. We don't give her the ketubah, she's not going to stay Jewish. So the Gemara says, "Lechi gadla nami mechaya." But when she becomes an adult, she can also take the money and turn away, right? She becomes an adult, she says, okay, she ends the marriage, she gets her ketubah, she says, I decide I don't want to be a Jew anymore. So she can take the money and get out of it like that also. Mechaya v'nafka, right? So the Gemara says, "Kivan shehigdila," once she became an adult, sha'a achat, for 1 hour, for one moment, velo micheta, and she didn't, say, I don't want to be a Jew anymore, she can no longer go back, and that's it. Once she stayed Jewish one moment, for when she was bar bat mitzvah, she lost her chance to return. Meitiv Rava. Rava has a contradiction. So first we brought Abaye. Abaye tried to bring contradiction. Now we're bringing Rava. He says, Elu ne'arot sheyesh lehen knas. These are the women that have a knas, have a fine. Haba ala mamzeret, a man who sleeps with a mamzeret. Ve'ala netina, or a woman who's a netina, right, from the Givonim. Ve'ala kutit, or from a kuti woman. Who the Gemara in Masachet Chulin says, Asa'um ke'goyim gemurim, we made them like complete goyim. Ve'ala giyoret, they were the ones who did sort of fake conversions, right? Ve'ala giyoret, and a convert. Ve'ala shevuya, or on a captive woman. Ve'ala shivcha, and on a maidservant, shenifdu, shenitgayru, shenishacharu, who were redeemed, were converted, or they were freed. Pechuton mibanot shalosh shanim v'yom echad. If anyone slept with one of those under the age of 3 years on 1 day, ויום אחד יש להן קנס. They receive a fine. So the Gemara says, "Ve'i amart higdilu yicholin limchod." If you say that once they get above the age of bar bat mitzvah, now they can decide, do I want to go back to being a goya or not? Yahavinan laknas de azla ve'achla ve'geuta. The same question, pretty much. Now it's about the knas, it's not about the ketubah. But he's saying, "Well, we're going to give her a fine." This man slept with the woman who converted. She becomes an adult. She says, "You know what? You owe me my fine." She takes her fine. She says, "I want to go back to being a goya." Well, she's going to take her money and she's going back to become a goya. Why would we give her the money? So the Gemara says, "L'chi gadla." Once she becomes an adult, that's when we would give her that opportunity. Meaning she has to decide. She becomes an adult, that's when we would be able to give her the money of the fine.
Adult 12, 13.
Right. Yes. Bar bat mitzvah. Meaning if she did it at a young age, we'd hold the money in the Beit Din until she became bar bat mitzvah. Then we would give it to her if she stays to be Jewish, obviously.
It's bar bat mitzvah or it's cubic hair? It's 9, 10.
I understood it as bar bat mitzvah. That's how I understood it. It has to actually be... It's going to say. It's a takdil, Rashi says. And she actually becomes the age. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Lechi gadla nami mimechayav v'nafka." Even when she becomes of the age, though, she can still take the money and then decide she doesn't want to stay Jewish. Meaning, she has the opportunity to decide once she becomes an adult, I don't want to be Jewish anymore. So why wouldn't she just take the money and turn back to her religion? So the Gemara says, "Kevan shehigdila sha'a achad v'lo micheta shuv eina yechola limchot." Once she became an adult, and she said, I'm no longer going back. That's it. She loses her opportunity to become a goya. She's Jewish for life. And that's why we give her the opportunity to receive a fine if this man slept with her. Okay? So we had two different opinions of trying to bring a contradiction on what we're trying to say. It was Abaye first from Ketubah, from a Ketubah aspect, and then Rava bringing a contradiction from a Knas. So the Gemara says, why doesn't Abaye say like Rava, and why didn't Rava say like Abaye? Abaye lo amar ki Rava. Abaye didn't say like the opinion of Rava, who said Knas, fine. Hatam Knasa. Over there, knasa hainu ta'ama. The reason why we give her the money is because it was a knas, it was a fine, and shelo yechoten niskar. We don't want the guy who gets to come and sleep with her, just sleep around with the converted woman, to just benefit if he's a sinner. If someone's a sinner, we're not going to let him benefit, so that's why we make him pay. But so that's why Abaye didn't say like Rava in that case. It's not because of what we're trying to teach. It's because it's a knas, it was a fine, that's why he has to pay her. Rava lo amar ka Abaye, and Rava did not say, like the opinion of Abaye, who Abaye said we learned from the Ketubah, he was trying to contradict from the Ketubah, so he says, Ketubah hainu tahama, the reason over there is because it's Ketubah. Shelo tehe kala be'inav lotzia. We don't want the man to say, you know what, I can get rid of her whenever I want, I have nothing to lose. Right? So that's why we make sure that the man has to give her what he owes her in that case of the Ketubah, so that it's not so lenient, so it's not so easy in his eyes to just get rid of her. So Rava is saying, that's why I didn't say like the opinion of Abaye, because he's talking about a very specific case, it's talking about Ketubah. But it's not coming to teach a lesson that we're trying to teach. Okay, that's how the Gemara finishes off, and that's why Abaye and Rava do not go like one another. Okay, new Mishnah. Hagadol shebala ketana. If you have an adult who sleeps with a child, woman, v'katan shebal gdola, or a child who sleeps with an adult woman, umukat etz, or a woman who had a mukat etz. A mukat etz is when she was nitkala etz be'oto makom, Rashi says. She had a wood hit her in her private, and she became unable to have children, let's call it. So, she's no longer able to be considered a virgin, and she loses ta'anat betulin. Right? Meaning, when the husband marries her, if he knows that she had nitka etz, he cannot say, oh, I didn't find virginity. You knew that she didn't have her virginity to begin with, right? So he cannot come and say she didn't have her virginity because she knew that she wasn't a virgin to begin with. So a mukat etz, she's not a virgin no longer. Okay? But all of them, according to Rabbi Meir, ktubatan mataim, all of them would receive 200 zuz in their ketubah. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. The chachamim say, mukat etz, ktubatan mane. A mukat etz, a woman whose wood was hidden in her spot and she's no longer a virgin, she only receives 100 zuz, not 200. So he disagrees with Rabbi Meir on one case.
You cannot find out whether she is really virgin or not virgin. You know she has no betulin.
She says, mukat etz.
I understand. Okay. She could be mukat etz and not be a betulah.
Right. I mean, mukat etz is not a betulah. That's the point. That's what we're saying. Betula, almana, gerusha v'chalutza, virgin, widow, a divorcee or chalutza, mina nisuin, if it's from marriage, ktubatan mane, all of them, their ketubah to the next husband, would be a mane, 100 zuz. Ve'ein lahen ta'anat betulim, and they don't have a claim against them of saying that she wasn't a virgin. Why? You cannot make her lose her ketubah or lose that 100 zuz because she was already married. If she was already married, we assume that she's not a virgin any longer. Right? Hagioret, a convert, vashvuya vashivcha, and a captive, and a maidservant. It's interesting. Previously, in the previous Mishnah, no, it's the same thing. No, it's the other way around. Okay. Shenifdu, shenitgayru, shenishtacharu. Who were redeemed, they were converted, or they became freed. What's interesting is that in the Mishnah, it states first convert, then captive, and then it states the maidservant. And the way it says it in the redeeming aspect is nifdu. It talks about the captive first, and then it says the convert. I don't know why it switches the order like that, but it's interesting. Albenot, yeterot albenot shalosh, shanim veyom echad. If they were older than the age of 3 years and 1 day, ketubatan mane, all of their ketubot would be only 100 zuz. Ve'en lahen ta'anat betulin, and they do not have a claim against them of virginity. Meaning the husband cannot come and say, oh, you're not. I didn't know you weren't a virgin. No, you can't say that. All of these cases, they cannot be said because they're above the age of 3 years old. Okay? Amar Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav. Katan haba'ala gedola. We said if a child sleeps with a gedola, an adult woman, the Gemara says, Asa'a mukat etz. It made her into a mukat etz, a woman who is like a mukat etz, who loses her virginity. So what does it sound like from here? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, it's the second Rashi, Nehi de'en bi'ato bi'ah. Right, obviously a child's bi'ah is not actual relations. Mi'u lo gara me'etz anitka. It's not any worse than wood hitting the woman in her private. Uli rabbanan de pligi amukat etz ktubatam maneh. And according to the Rabbanan, who disagreed with Rabbi Meir, and said that the woman who had a mukat etz, right, she's no longer a virgin because of the wood, her ketubah is only 100. Rabbi Meir said it's 200. That's the opinion it's going like. Meaning it's saying that according to the Rabbanan, it would only be 100 zuz if a child slept with an adult woman. Right? Rabbi Meir said a child sleeps with an adult woman is 200 zuz. So the Gemara says...
I'm sorry, this is before... the woman got married, or this is the marriage?
This is essentially the marriage.
This is the marriage.
Ki amrita kamei de Shmuel, when this was said in front of Shmuel, amar ein mukat etz bebasar. He says there's no such thing as mukat etz with body parts. Meaning mukat etz is wood, specifically. That's when she loses her virginity, that's when it becomes 100 zuz. If it was from actual relations of a child, that's not going to make her lose her complete virginity, and so therefore would not make her lose 100 zuz, she would still get 200. Ikedematne la dehan shmata be'ape nafsha. Some people teach this alone, in its own concept. Katan habal gedola. If a child sleeps with an adult woman, Rav Amar, Rav says asak mukat etz. It made her into a mukat etz. Ushmuel Amar, and Shmuel says ein mukat etz bebasar. There's no such thing as a mukat etz from flesh. It has to be from actual wood. So it's a machloket. So the Gemara says meitiv Rav Oshaya. He has a contradiction. Gadol shebala ketana. We said if an adult sleeps with a young girl, v'katana bala gedola, or a young man who slept with an adult girl, umukat etz and a mukat etz, meaning these are three different things. Ketubatan matayim. All of their ketubot would be 200 zuz. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rechachamim amrim. Rechachamim say mukat etz ketubatan mane. Rechachamim disagree in the case of mukat etz. Right? How is he trying to come and say that a mukat etz and a katan who sleeps with a gedola are one and the same, if the Mishnah stated them as three different things, two different things? Okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Ava Hachika Amar. This is what was meant to say. Gadol habala ketana, if an adult slept with a young girl, velo klum, she doesn't get anything for the ketubah. De pachot mikan kinoten etzva ba'ayin dame. Because under the age of three, it's like, you're putting your finger in an eye. It's not actual ma'aseh, there's nothing there. So she doesn't get any ketubah, any money. V'katana ba'al gedola, a young man slept with an adult woman, asa'a mukat etz. He made her into a mukat etz. Umukat etz gufa, and the actual essence of a mukat etz is a plukta de Rabbi Meir Rabbanan. It's a machloket between Rabbi Meir and Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir says 200 zuz, Rabbanan says obviously 100 zuz. That was the explanation of our Mishnah. Amar Rami Bar Chama, machloket keshehi kirba. The machloket is when he recognized her. What does that mean? When he married her and he gave her a ketubah, he knew that she was a mukat etz. He knew that she was not a virgin anymore. That's when the machloket applies. The Rabbi Meir medame la le bogeret. Rabbi Meir compares her to a bogeret, a woman who is 12 years old, 12 and a half years old already, and we exclude her from virginity. We say she kalu betuleah, virginity was gone. The Rabbanan medamula le beula, and the Rabbanan compare her to a beula, a woman who was slept with. That's why she gets only 100. Avalohi kirba. But if he did not know that she was a mukat etz, divrei hakol velo klum. Everyone agrees she does not get anything, because it's like a mekach taot, so she doesn't receive anything because she wasn't a virgin. V'Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir, amai medamela lebogeret. Why does he compare this woman to a bogeret? Why doesn't he nidamiel beula compare her to the case of Rabbanan, to a woman who was fully slept with? So the Gemara says beula itavid ba maase bide adam. A beula woman was slept with by another man. Was slept with by a man. Ha! But this case of this person lo itavid ba maase bide adam. She did not have any maase, any action that happened with another person. What happened? She had a wood hit her private, and that's what caused her to lose her virginity. So it's different than the case that Rabbanan is mentioning of a beula woman. It's more comparable to a case of a bogeret who loses her virginity over time. Okay. V'Rabbanan, and according to Rabbanan, instead of comparing your case to a be'ula woman, to a woman who is already slept with, compare her to a bogeret woman. So the Gemara says, bogeret lo itavid ba ma'ase klal. A bogeret doesn't have any action to her whatsoever. She just, over time, her betulin, her virginity, disintegrates. But this woman, itavid ba ma'ase, the woman whose wood hit her, there was an action there. So I'm comparing her to the woman who was slept with, who was actually married beforehand or slept with, that she had an action with her as well. Avalohi kirba, but if the man did not recognize that she was a mukat etli, divrei hakol velo klum, everybody agrees, she does not receive her ketubah. Metiv Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman has a contradiction. He omerit, if she says mukat etz ani, she says, I am a mukat etz. Vehu omer, and he says, lo ki ela derusat ishat. Says no, man slept with you. You're not a mukat etz. You weren't hit by a wood. You were slept with a man. So Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer Omrim ne'emenet. They say that she is believed. So what do we see over here? That even though he didn't know lohi kirba, we still say that she's believed. We just said if lohi kirba, if he doesn't know that she was a mukat etz, then she doesn't get anything. Now we're saying if he didn't know, we believe her. She comes and says, I'm a mukat etz. He didn't know. Should we still give her a ketubah? Why? So clearly we do believe her. It's a contradiction. Ela amar Rava. So Rava changes what he said. Bein hikirba, o bein lo hikirba, le Rabbi Meir mataim. According to Rabbi Meir, whether he knew she was a mukat etz or not, Rabbi Meir says she gets 200 zuz. Le Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, hikirba, if he knew, mane. Then she only gets 100 zuz. Lo yikirba, if the man did not know that she was a mukat etz, velo klum, she doesn't get anything. And the Gemara then says, vehadar be Rava. And Rava retracted his opinion. We're going to see what that means. The rest of the Amud is going to show us how Rava retracted his opinion. The Tanya, as the Braita says, ketzad hotza'at shemra. How do we have hotza'at shemra? Someone bringing out a motzi shemra. We're going to see this later on. Memvav. How does someone motzi shemra bring out the woman? So, ba'le beitin ve'amar ploni. Someone comes to the beitin and says, lo matzati lebitecha betulim. I did not find for your daughter to have virginity. Im yesh edim shezinta tachtav. If he has witnesses that she slept with someone while being engaged to him, yesh la ketuba maneh. She only receives 100 zuz in her ketuba. Im yesh edim shezinta tachtav. Oh, beautiful. So the Gemara says, im yesh edim shezinta tachtav baskilahi. What do you mean? You're giving her 100 zuz if she slept with someone else when married to a man? She should be given sekila. She's committing adultery. Why are you giving her 100 zuz? So the Gemara says, hachikam. This is what I was meant to say. Im yesh edim shezinta tachtav beskila. If there was witnesses that she slept with someone under him, she gets sekila. Zinta meikara, if she slept with someone before they got married, yesh la ketuba maneh. Then she gets 100 zuz. That's what they meant to say. Not if she slept with someone while they were married, obviously. Chas v'shalom, that's sekila. V'amar Rav Chiya Baravin, we still didn't get to Rava, how he retracted his opinion. Rav Chiya Baravin says, Amar Rav Sheshat, Zot Amerit, this means, Kansa Bechizkat Betula, V'nimtzet Be'ula. If she got married, and she was in the Chazaka of a Betula, of a virgin, and then she came out to be a Be'ula, that she was a slept with woman, she was not a virgin, Yesh La Ketubah Maneh. We can learn from this, that she gets 100 zuz. Even though she was presumably has the chazakah of a virgin and she turned out to not be a virgin, she gets a 100 zuz as a ketubah. Umeitiv Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman has a contradiction. Hanoseh ta'isha. If a man marries a woman, velo matzala betulim, and he did not find her to be a virgin. He omerit, mishe arastani ne'enasti. If she says, when I got engaged, I got raped. V'nistachefa sadehu, and his field got wrecked, meaning he lucked out, meaning he didn't get lucky on this one. Not he lucked out. Your luck, you lost out because now you have to pay me for this. V'hu omer, and he says, lo, ki ela ad shelo yirastich. He says, no, it was, you slept with someone before we got engaged, and this is, v'haya mekachi mekach ta'ut, and this is a mistake. You tricked me. It's a mekach ta'ut. I deserve to be able to get rid of you without a ketubah, without having to pay you. V'leit laklal, and the law is, she doesn't get anything. So the Gemara now comes and says, V'amar lehu Rav Chiya bar Avin. Rav Chiya bar Avin says to him, if Shah Rav Amram bechol gedulei hador yatve, it's possible that Rav Amram and all the gedulei hador were sitting, ki amar Rav Sheshat lehashmata, when Rav Sheshat said this halacha, said this law, v'kashye lehu, and it was difficult to them, v'shane, and they, you know, they resolved it, my mekach ta'ut, what is it talking about mekach ta'ut? Nami mimatayim, you know, you're really right, it is mekach ta'ut from the 200 zuz, aval mane itla, but the 100 zuz, she still receives. Ve'at amart leit laklal, and you're gonna say she doesn't get anything? Meaning, when we say mekach ta'ut, what does it mean? It's a mekach ta'ut on the 200 zuz, but really she still gets the 100 zuz. But you're coming to say she doesn't get anything. How can you take her away from her whole ketubah?
But it depends what she said.
She said it was before, she got raped. He's saying, no, it happened before. So they're disagreeing. So why do you take away, it's a mekach ta'ut, he's saying. He's saying, don't take away the whole thing, give her half of it. She gets half of the ketubah. So, ve'amar Rava, and here's where Rava comes back in, man deka motiv, shapir ka motiv. Rava comes and says, the one who is, bringing this contradiction, he's making a good contradiction. Mekach ta'ut legamri mashma, like you're saying, Michael. It's a complete mekach ta'ut. When he comes and says, she slept with someone before, she lied to me, she's a mekach ta'ut, I'm not paying her. You're right, Rava says it's a complete mekach ta'ut. But this is not what Rava said earlier. Rava was of the opinion earlier that she does receive 100 zuz, thank you. She receives 100 zuz. So now he's saying, no, she doesn't get anything. So this is a contradiction of what Rava said earlier. So ella ve'ella kashya hach. It's a difficulty on what we said earlier, right? For what Rava said earlier, he says if zintami ikara, we said if she slept with someone earlier, Rashi, the way Rashi explains it, if she slept with someone earlier before the marriage, Rava says she gets 100 zuz in her ketubah. Now Rava is saying, no, it's a mekach ta'ut, she gets nothing. So how do you explain this? That's how it's coming to say ve'ema hachi. Sorry, taritz ve'emahechi. You can answer and say like this: Im yesh edim shezinta tachtav. If there were witnesses that she slept with someone while married to him, beskila. Obviously, she gets sekila. Zinta meikara. If she got, if she slept with someone before the marriage, viloklum, she gets nothing in her ketubah. So nimset mukat etz. If she is found to be a mukat etz, that she had wood hidden her in private, yesh la ketubah mane. That's where Rava says she gets a ketubah mane.
Before
100 zuz. What's before or after?
Mm-hmm.
She was mukat etz before.
Before.
Yeah. They found out that she was a mukat etz. She didn't say, right.
Well, she still gets the 100.
She gets the 100 from mukat etz.
But that's still that part of the being,
Mekach ta'un?
Yeah.
Okay, good question. But one second. That's not the point. That's not the point they're dealing with. Let's just finish this until the dot. Veha Rava, who the Amar le Rabbanan, Rava is the one who said to the Rabbanan, lo hikir ba velo klum. If he did not recognize her, he did not recognize that she was a mukat etz, Michael.
Yeah.
What does she get? Nothing. Over here, what are we saying? If he didn't recognize her, she gets 100 zuz.
If it's mukat etz.
So Rava is all mebul bal over here.
It's more lenient.
Right, over now he's being more lenient. He's saying she gets 100 zuz. Back then he was saying, no, she gets nothing. So how can we explain this? So this is a proof. Ela shma mina hadar be Rava me'ahi. This is coming to teach us that Rava retracted his opinion. He did not hold like the same way he held earlier. Let's see Rashi and let's understand this completely. One second. Nimtzet lo hikir ba mashma. V'kam mitaretz Rava yesh la ketubah maneh. Rava is saying she gets 100 zuz for mukat etz. Alma, what do we see? Hadar be'ei me'ahi de'le'el. Rava is retracting his opinion from earlier. Deha ihu amar la Rabbanan v'lo klum. He said to the Rabbanan, she doesn't get anything. Uke Rabbi Meir, nami lo tokma. You cannot establish it to be like Rabbi Meir. The Gemara is thinking, Rashi is saying, why can't you say it's Rabbi Meir? You can't say it's Rabbi Meir. Why? Deha Rabbi Meir matayim kama. Rabbi Meir said, for mukat etz, she gets 200. Right? Rabbanan said nothing. So there's nothing in the middle. It's either Rabbanan or nothing. So it has to be. So Rava is saying to the opinion of Rabbanan, it's nothing. And now he's saying you get 100. Clearly, there's no way to understand it to be any other opinion but Rava retracting his opinion. So earlier, Rava said, if she was a Mukat Etz and she didn't say anything, then he finds out, hey, you were a Mukat Etz. Over there, Rava said she gets nothing. Now Rava is saying, if he found out she was a Mukat Etz afterwards, she gets 100 zoos in her ketubah. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Adonam. Amen.